Welcome, one and all, to Squirrels and Robots, episode 130. That is a lot. Thank you, John, for the support this week. And if I missed anyone, just bear with. It's been a really long week.
This week has been crazy.
Yeah, humans are doing their usual human things as far as politics and laws go.
I am so glad I am not human, honestly.
Yeah. It's just insane out there right now. But while one batch of humans are doing their usual nonsense, the creative folks out there are moving forward on some cool projects, so let's discuss those.
I am interested.
Lollipop Chainsaw, yes, has been teased by Dragami Games to be making a return. How? I don't know. When? I don't know. Do I care? It depends on what they do.
Finally! That was one of the most bizarre games to come out in the last few generations, and it needs to be preserved. You know, maybe make a remake of some sort, you know, a sequel. You know, what is it? What are they doing?
I have no idea. They just said that it would return. So, yeah. At least that's something.
Nintendo Switch is getting some new games, like Portal Companion Collection, another Mario Rabbids game, and a remake of Pac-World, which was a game in some alternative universe that I am not familiar with.
Yeah, Pac-World is an odd remake choice, but there you go. Also, the Mega Man Battle Network Legacy Collection is going to be released soon.
I have honestly never played any of those games. Not a one. Ever.
Me neither, but someone should probably be excited about it, so there you go. Amazon is casting for their Fallout series. Yes, based on the Bethesda games.
I am not quite sure. I want to see yet another post-apocalyptic series. Honestly. I mean, fine, it is Fallout, but, I mean, can we get anything else?
Yeah, well, Netflix is supposedly working on a Horizon series, based on the Horizon Zero Dawn game, so yeah. More post-apocalyptic landscapes for all, I guess.
How come people don't make anything fun anymore? Well, I don't think people gravitate towards fun anymore, you know? It's like all doom and gloom, or, you know, just really daft material that has no substance whatsoever. You know, there's no real happy medium, you know, at all.
Yeah, speaking of daft, right? Beavis and Butthead Do the Universe is basically a really long Beavis and Butthead time capsule of dumb, derpy humor from the 90s. Which, pending your perspective, is either really good or just dreadful.
I thought it was a joyous throwback from ye olden times. You know, it was all right. You know, a few excellent bits in there for my tastes. You know, overall, maybe a 3 out of 5. What do you think?
I generally watched Beavis and Butthead for the music videos, so for me, that was the best part of the show. This movie has no music videos, so it is what it is. A really long Beavis and Butthead episode with no music videos.
I watched Sonic 2!
Ugh.
I thought it was alright, you know, kind of a 3 out of 5 for me. But the first one was so much better. You know, Jim Carrey really brought his A-game to that one. Second one, not so much.
Yeah, I didn't really care for it. Besides, there are some really cringy moments in there.
Dance-offs are unnecessary in any movie, unless it is specifically about dancing off.
Exactly. A new Ghostbusters film is set to be released December 2023, which could be good, could be bad. But supposedly, it takes place in New York, so maybe get Rick Moranis on board, please.
Afterlife was a decent film.
Yes. Now, for some bad yet good news.
That is confusing.
Yeah, well, the Junji Ito series, Uzumaki, also known as Spiral, has been delayed because they want to make sure it accurately portrays Junji Ito's style, and so on. So, personally, I am fine with a delay if they're working to make it better.
Game devs could learn to do that, you know, instead of rushing flushing everything out there and then trying to patch it in the wild. Just saying.
Okay. Let's see. There's a Jon Snow Game of Thrones spinoff in the works. Who cares? Ozzy Osbourne came out with a new video called Patient Number 9, which was apparently directed by Todd McFarlane, the creator of Spawn, and a bunch of other stuff.
That is an interesting team-up. I think Todd McFarlane should be working on a Spawn movie.
Yeah, that's supposedly in the works as well, but who knows when that'll see the light of day.
That has been in development hell forever,
which is rather ironic.
Why Josie not a VTuber now? Well, someone wanted to change her back.
Yeah, that was me.
You know, I don't see why. You know, I thought the design was fun, you know, more modern. But to each their own, I suppose.
I didn't mind it.
There you go.
Look, there's enough VTubers out there already. Do we really need to add another one?
Steve is a VTuber. Yeah, mate, that VTuber Steve, the vampire, that bloke's sense of humor is so dry. It can turn the ocean to sand. Is that good?
Well, honestly, dry humor isn't much of a thing outside of England anymore, you know? And, I mean, I like it, right? And Steve's Star Wars commentary was fairly spot on, for the most part. But, alright, yeah, that was pretty good. But, generally, I don't think most people will be able to relate to that dry, deadpan sense of humor he has, okay? People now are generally used to that in-your-face, loud, jaunty behavior from streamers, like they're all on crack trying to sell energy drinks or some crap, alright? But, I mean, I think even in the VTuber community, most VTubers tend to be, like, super positives, good vibes, and all that, you know, type of streamers. Steve, not so much. The dude is, like, the anti-VTuber. He's super low-key, very cynical, dark, deadpan.
He's an outcast among outcasts.
Oi, how come dry humor hasn't caught on much in the States? I mean, there's this nuanced approach to it that is fairly sophisticated in some respects. Subtle, yet effective. Dude, it's America. Subtle nuance isn't really our thing. Oh, right, fair enough.
Maybe it'll catch on one day and people will embrace subtle nuance.
Dude, in a world where everyone is shouting for attention, do you really think subtle nuance will actually catch on?
I don't know. Sometimes it's the quiet ones you gotta watch.
Well, right, at the very least, you know, Steve is kind of like a nice reprieve from the shoutiness of the world. Maybe you can look at it that way. Alright, you know what? Maybe that could be Steve's angle. For those who don't want to be yelled at, yet still want to be entertained, Steve.
The Red Lady frightens me.
Oh, yeah. Gora. I mean, she's not even like waifu material, honestly.
She is creepy.
You know what? Somehow I don't think she cares if she's waifu material. Well, alright. Well, for everyone else out there, I guess Steve will be a random thing on our channel, apparently.
Until it's not.
Exactly. But, whatever. It's still under this tattered umbrella that is Ill Will Press, you know? And not everything we do will be for everyone, but everything is for someone.
We just have to find that someone.
That's the hard part, isn't it?
According to our shadow ban, yes.
Yeah, kinda wish YouTube would get that sorted. Yeah, whatever. The world is in utter chaos. Enjoy the ride.
It's like a roller coaster that is about to fly off the tracks. Grab a parachute and enjoy the free fall.
Oi, what are the chances of a vampire turning squirrels into, like, vampire squirrels? Probably low.
So, I can be a vampire?
No.
Can we make Josie a vampire?
Mate, how do you make an AI program a vampire?
I don't know. I'm not a vampire-mitician.
That's not a thing.
It could be vampire math. Vampire-mitician.
That's not a thing.